Save it, save it. How are you?
It's touch and go. You know, as my friend Mackenzie Phillips, who was on this podcast, who was on one of the biggest hit TV shows of the 1980s, One Day at a Time, she also was molested by her father, John Phillips, from the Mamas and
Papas. I was
going to
say, you know, your show, the interview you did with her was epic, but it was legendary. I'm sure you recall. This had to be how many years ago? 14 years ago. I'll date myself because it was so good. Do you remember that interview she did on the Oprah Winfrey Show? It was so shocking when
she mentioned it on my show. Yeah,
that she had sex with her father. It was like you could not believe somebody as prominent as that family. You know, you think all these things, you think they have it all figured out, but they don't. I mean, they were.
It caused a lot of drama, and then it was a whole thing. And, you know, she also got a lot of criticism for it because, like, she was saying, I think, one word, sex versus molestation. It's like a whole thing. But, and then she was addicted to drugs and she's in recovery. Well, all of that is a sidetrack because you asked me how I'm doing. But as my good friend Mackenzie Phillips tells me, I'm taking it one day at a time, Sarah.
But wait. I have one more question because yes, it is legendary that you did that interview. And I mean, no one that is obsessed with pop culture like we are will ever forget the Oprah moment. What did she say about the Oprah interview? Does she regret it or she?
No, she doesn't regret it. I think she said, I loved her, first of all, loved. She was just one of those people we just bonded. We did it like around last year at this time. I don't know when it came out, but it came out in 2022, everyone should look. I love a recovery. I love when people are talking about their drug addiction and going to like the darkest place in the country. It's my thing. It's one of the things I love talking about. That and the addictions of fame. No, she didn't regret it. She was just like, you know, shame on people that's what it took. Like, you know, I was saying this before or whatever, but it took like Oprah, like just kind of like, I didn't, like when I was releasing a book, I expected some people to read it. I didn't realize the power of Oprah, like a kind of like, It really took on its own life. And so she didn't regret it. No.
David, to me, something like that is just, I mean, it's so brave of her to say it because it's so shocking. I mean, she's in recovery. She's open about that. I mean, emotionally though, I don't know. Do you feel like she ever got over that? I mean, because she and her father like had this sexual relationship, although maybe you're clarifying. Did they not actually have physical sex? They just...
No, they did. I just think because she had falling out with like, I mean, her sister's Chyna Phillips married to Billy, you know, the Baldwins.
Which of course is Haley Baldwin's mother and father. Yep.
So it was like all of this. No, she, I think, I don't know. There was a difference between, I think she used to say it was sex and then she changed it to molestation. Rightfully so. And it was like she, from the process of writing this book, understood like, how could it be consensual when someone's one age that doesn't have a fully like function frontal cortex? And, you know, then the family had thoughts on that you're saying this about our father, but we had, so is the bottom line is they're all reconciled now, but it was just a complicated situation. And she was also in the show One Day at a Time. So I was making a joke involving some dark subjects saying that she says, take it one day at a time. So when you ask me how I was doing, that is what I'm doing.
Oh my God. I could do a show interviewing you about the people you've interviewed because it's so fascinating.
I would love that. I'm telling you, anyone that comes to this show and is listening to these housewives and all this bullshit, if you are not listening to the actual interviews with real fucking celebrities that do not spill their business on a daily basis, you are missing a fucking boat, people. Listen to those interviews. They're good.
Oh my God. David, I'm addicted to your show. I love, and I've been interviewing people for 15 years. I talk way too much. And what I admire is when you are doing an interview, you get right to the fucking question. You are so direct. You let them finish. You pause. You ask a direct question. It's so good. I try to do that. And yet I sit here and babble and talk about myself half the time.
And my whole thing is like, look, I think one sentence about yourself is okay as it relates to show you're a human at times. But if I'm on my second sentence about myself, I'm usually like, oh, I even sometimes say like, this isn't about me. Let's move on. Like, it's just, it's not about me. So everyone that thinks all I do is talk about myself here, go and listen to my actual celebrity interviews. They're really fucking good.
They're
and I do
amazing.
Not say, I do
They're
not
amazing.
Say that about every show that happens here.
I don't say that about every podcast. Most podcasters suck, but when I found you and started listening, I was like, oh, he's good. He's very good.
Well, guess what? Because you're over there, you shop shit around in Hollywood all day. My catalog is available for purchase with or without me. So let's, there's the number I have in mind. So we'll talk off air. I mean, everything's for sale, right? Everyone's for sale.
Please, yes.
Don't worry, guys. I ain't leaving yet or anytime soon. You know what I want to talk about?
What?
I would like to talk about, and then you tell me what else you want to talk about. I want to talk about the rumors that are floating around about RHUGT, Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip 4.
Yes, and the cast that is rumored to be on it, which is very, very interesting. I liked the cast. You know, you apparently have Dolores. We have Margaret Josephs, allegedly. From the OC, we have Gina and Emily. And then RHOBH, we're going to have Garcelle and Sutton. Love. I mean, that would be great. And then from RHOP, we're going to have Robin and Ashley.
Yes. Now, this is all but a rumor, guys. I don't know. I guess. And it's rumored to be it's dynamic duos is what we're, which didn't we just have that with the last one in Thailand? Like it was, you know, Heather Gay and Whitney. And I mean, I thought it was the same thing, but right. The theme is dynamic duos. I could see this.
Do you don't seem as enthusiastic as like, I feel like Ultimate Girls Trip at Dorinda's at Bluestone was just one of the classics. You don't seem that enthused.
Well, you know what it is? It hasn't even come out yet, but are we enthused for RHUGT3 with Portia and what's her name? McSweeney or something, that girl from New York? I mean, are we as excited about that? And Heather and Whitney?
No.
Not really. I mean, I don't know. Like the first one was so good and the second one was good, but the second one had all the people on pause. Like, those are the animals. Those are the uncaged animals, not the people that have their job on Bravo. And I don't know. Like, look, so I mean, I think I need to see 3 to tell you whether I'm excited. It's not anything against the cast. It's just like the formula. I don't know. Is it played out already?
That's a great question. I don't think it's played out, especially because these are airing on Peacock. So, you know, yes. It's great for subscribers to Peacock because you really exclusively get it there. And then maybe months and months later, you're going to get it on regular Bravo, Hulu, whatever you subscribe to. No, I think, you know, I'm with you. I like the dynamic of the people that are paused because I think they have something to lose, you know, they have nothing to lose. So I think they're willing to be a little bit like at Dorinda's Bluestone. You know, it was great. Like, I loved how they kind of got into like a little bit of a vaccine debate. You know, I can't say I'm anxious to watch Thailand. I just don't really care. Also, it's fun kind of to see them at these exotic locales, but then isn't it better just to like go to Dorinda's? Isn't it better? Like, I mean, almost if they all were at Dorinda's, it'd be,
And there's nothing deep-seated. Yeah, like why can't Dorinda just host them all?
Or Ramona's in the Hamptons. You know, I don't know. I mean, to me, there's something interesting when you go into these homes we've seen for a long time. I mean, you know, obviously Erica Jane's old mansion with Tom sold. Ooh. But I mean, you know, how great if you could rent that, you know, for 2 weeks and you shoot at the old.
Pop over to Moore Manor in Lake Bailey. I mean,
I just
check out one of Karen Huger's rented houses and the P. I mean, we could just keep going, right?
I find that much more interesting. I got to tell you, I'm not that enthused.
Yeah. I mean, look, Dolores and Margaret, okay. Garcelle and Sutton, okay. Robin and Ashley, I mean, again, it's like, I don't understand why it wasn't Giselle and Robin, and then Candy Gal with Ashley could have been explosive. And I'm not going to comment on Gina and Emily from the OC. I'm not going to comment, guys. I'm not. I mean, dynamic duos. So like Tamara already did one. You can't have her. I mean, I guess you have no choice. You can't call Heather and Shannon a dynamic duo. So, you know, New York is off the air. I guess process of elimination I mean, the OC, could we have had two from, we could have had maybe
Bring back the two from
Atlanta.
Dallas. I love the
Or
two.
we could have had, you know, we could have had Sheree and Marlo.
Yeah, that would have been good.
You know, Sheree and Marlo instead of Emily and Gina, right?
Yeah, that could have been good.
I mean, Kenya already did one. I think Sheree and Marlo would have been better as the fourth couple. I'm trying to think
I
what
would
other
have loved
franchises.
Sheree and Kim Zolciak back together. You know, like, I mean, that we kind of just need that splash from the past. You know?
I like the exes. I like the exes. I just think there's a lot of troubled exes that they would rather
I know.
look. I don't think anyone is off limits except Nene. I'll stand by that. I just think there's the exes are troubled, right? Like
Yeah.
we have Kelly Dodd has some, you know, red flags next to her name. Kim Zolciak has some red flags next to her name. Who else is there? Like, where are we going to go in New Jersey? I mean, do they want to? I don't know. Jacqueline Laurita, she kind of left with some. I mean, Staub, Danielle Staub has a lot of red X's next to her name. I mean, I'm not
She'd be really
coming for
good too.
anyone. I'm just saying, like, you know how it is as a producer in LA, Sarah. When the train is leaving, it's just now. Look, I think all these people are desperate and want to do it, but you don't want any drama. Look, you know what the problem is with all these ex-housewives? Let me sum it up.
Yes, tell us, tell us.
They're humble and thirsty, and they want the job, and they're gonna say yes. So you don't even have to offer that much until they fucking sign the paper. And then it's like they forget the last 2 to 13 years of their life of how fucking thirsty and desperate they were. And then they fucking act a fool as if they're fucking running the network again, right? I mean, that's what happened. Nene, Lisa Rinna, I mean, you could go down the list. That's the problem. They all want it. You call Kelly and you call Zolciak, who the rumor with the house foreclosing, you call any of them and they're going to take the job. But the minute they sign, instead of being like, you know, this is like, wow. Like, I'm getting $200,000, $50,000,
For
you know, for
like a
right, a
month.
week,
Yeah,
100,000
2 weeks.
for,
Yeah.
right. Instead of being like, yes, ma'am. Yes, Daddy Cohen, I will suck your dick tonight. Just tell me how you want it done. They go from zero to being like, and I'm okay with that on camera, but I
That's
think
what.
they do it off camera, and that's the problem. And then who wants to work with that?
Well, I mean, that's what makes them great at reality TV, right? I mean, you know, I have learned in being a producer that, you know, people, everybody says, oh, my friend group's so crazy. I'm so crazy. When you put a camera in front of people and you do multiple interviews with a network, you begin to weed out very quickly. Everybody says that until you, but do you realize the amount of drama you truly have to keep that level? I mean, you have to be. Next level. You have to be the person that is calling Andy and going, I want this, I want that, I need this. You're not doing it. Because those are the people, as much as they're a pain in the ass, like there's kind of a saying in the producing world, you know, and again, everything has a line, but there's that saying where like the bigger the pain in the ass they are, the more of a star they are in reality TV to a degree. It gets everybody, we've seen it with Jill Zarin, and I'm not talking just Bravo. This is across networks. You've seen, I mean, I think Tara Reid, right, is one of those people that amazing on television, but became so difficult. Lindsay Lohan. People have
Spencer
a limit.
Pratt,
Spencer Pratt. People have a limit. But I think there's a line where
Chrishell Stause. I mean, not Chrishell Stause, Christine Quinn, sorry,
Christine Quinn.
Selling Sunset. I mean, she's bigger than the show and she's doing just fine, but she's terminated. I mean, she came out against Netflix and Adam Devello, and yeah.
Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive. And this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schmann has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. So there's a line. But I think sometimes that's what can make them very interesting, because they are going to complain when most people, you're right, would be very grateful. But that's kind of what makes them interesting. And I know, I'm sure Andy gets that, and they put up with it to some degree if it's worth it. And then.
So after you sign me for my reality breakout, I'm supposed to be difficult? This is great news. This is the best news I ever heard.
No. It's like. People that are good at reality TV, they don't even know that they're difficult, if that makes sense. You know, because that's just their real life is they don't really care that you're Netflix and they should be grateful. They're like, they're not even aware. You know what I mean? They're that good on TV, they're not aware, you know?
Right. But I agree with you. When you turn the camera, I mean, imagine when, like, you know, people go to Seacrest and it's like, wait. This girl, MJ, I mean, she's batshit. And I mean that as the biggest compliment. Wait, her best friend, this Gigi girl, she's fucking batshit. Wait, now you have a gay guy in the mix and he's batshit. And then you got Mike. It's like that is what, it doesn't happen that where it's like you walk in, you're like one after another. And like you and I both know, guys, you can show up with your friend group and they will be like, literally, you were there from the beginning. You waited 3 years for this. 3 years you were in meetings at Netflix and Bravo. And when it comes down to the wire, they're like, Asa, yes, this. And you have to take one of the friend group and kick them to the fucking curb. Netflix is like, we're going forward. You're all going to be superstars. Sign on the dotted line. And guess what? Drop that fucking friend in the corner and go find another one. Right? You know that happens. You have no, we're real friends. We don't give a shit. That one don't fit our mold. Get them out. Right?
That is the truth. Yes. 100%. It is a wild world.
Guys, keep your day jobs, because this business, guess what? It ain't show friends. It's show business. Right. Sarah Fraser.
With the famous quote.
The best, that from the two best quotes that have ever been said on this podcast that I will take with me for years are that and Heather Matarazzo from Welcome to the Dollhouse. Shout out Heather Matarazzo. Scream. I use this. She was just on this past summer. I have a new thing that I use for the rest of my life every day. Sarah, two things get to be true. Well, yes. Wait a second. You like Kathy Hilton and Lisa Rinna. Sarah, two things get to be true.
I like that
you
saying.
Can use this. You can use this in every aspect of your life. You like Madonna and Gaga. Well, I actually don't like Gaga, but let's pretend I do. Two things get to be true.
Yeah.
Thank you, Heather Matarazzo. She was talking about my Anne Heche interview and saying like blah, 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 and also saying so I like good. Ellen. And she was like, and I wasn't challenging her. She's like, but two things get to be true. I was like, wow, I love this. Stealing it.
So true.
Okay, enough about you, David. Nobody gives a fuck about you. Speaking of Emily and Gina in dynamic duos, the rumor is that Heather and Tamara got in a huge fight at the finale filming of The OC. What do we think about this? Does anyone care? Whose team are we on? And does anyone care?
Well, and I also had read, I believe Heather unfollowed Tamara, and I'm not sure if Tamara has now unfollowed Heather.
Yes.
I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked at all. I think Tamara is a person that is going to be able to go up against Heather. So I love the dynamic. I have not been a big fan of the RHOC. I also had read that this season 17 has wrapped filming. So they're done filming. I've said it, and I'm going to change my tune. You know, on this podcast, I've said Emily and Gina. I've had lovely interactions with Emily over body image because I have been on every diet and gained and lost 150 pounds over my lifetime. So I've had lovely interactions with Emily. I did not think Emily and Gina were that interesting, but now being in the business, it is hard to get on TV. It's even harder to stay on TV. So I've decided this season of 17, when I watch, I'm going to kind of let myself fall in love with Emily and Gina and see what people and like executives love about them, because they've been on now several seasons. They clearly are assets. And so I'm going to really take a stance of watching them and going, okay, I'm going to name all the good things about them, because here we are. We're talking about them. They're being cast on Girls Trip. You know, I'm curious to see if this season is good. I'm not shocked about the big blowout between Heather and Tamara. Your team, Heather. It's funny, like Heather and Terry were two people I loved at the start. And then every season that goes on, I like them less and less. I don't know why. They're Hollywood royalty as well and very well known in this town. But I don't know. I like that they've become less likable to me all the time. Sorry.
Sometimes you say things and there's so much to dissect. Man, this is one of those times. Now, good luck. I wish you the best of luck with your watching and note-taking about Emily and Gina and finding the interesting nugget. So I do wish you luck in that endeavor that you're going to take on.
Okay.
Of course, I'm going to watch the OC. I don't know if I'm going to go down that road of looking for interesting things about Emily and Gina. Look, they have been on many seasons. Is there something interesting, or have they just gotten by with different circumstances? Like, you know, you deserved a second season and then a third season. Then we had our major setback with COVID, and we had a Bronwyn issue. Love you in the real world, Bronwyn, but you know, I got to go back and love you on the show. I'm not sure I'm there yet. So we had to let Bronwyn go. And then we had this, and now we had like, okay, Dr. Jen and Noella, which I think is Noella, man, she's tough to watch. And so it's like, I just think, you know, for continuity and bringing back Heather and Tamara, like, I don't know, like have they, and I do think there was this, what's the word? This decision at the network and the production company, which you know how it is in TV. You can't make something happen. But I think there was the like, these are the new Tamara and Vicky. This is it right here. I even know a lot of people in Real World have told me that they ain't such good friends. You know, they don't not like each other, but they're not friends. They're friends with the camera.
Wow. And
this is what I've been told by multiple people.
Okay.
But so I think there was that narrative of like, let's make them the new Emily of the new Tamara and Vicky, which I mean, so I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not there with you. I am not. And we don't even know if Gina's full time. The rumor is she's just a friend of. I'm not there with you. I'm not going to try to find something. I am so busy here behind the velvet. I'm not going to go out of my way to try to find anything interesting about Emily and Gina. I'm open if they would like to present something to me. You know, you said you had these conversations with Emily. I had a dinner with Emily in New York, which she's probably really sorry that we had because I refer to it all the time. You know, lovely. I think we went to Ruth Chris Steakhouse. Lovely, lovely woman. She is a much, much nicer person than me. She's another lawyer. Shout out to the lawyers. But, you know, nice and living a life with a nice husband and nice kids and driving them to carpool. And that to me doesn't make for interesting TV. I don't want to see your life. I really don't. I don't really care about children and carpools and play dates. It's just not, it doesn't interest me. So I am not there with you. I am not going to try to find anything interesting about the two of them. I think I might need to call it.
I can't call it because I feel like there clearly has to be something about them. I mean, now they've been cast for Girls Trip. I mean, if they were going away.
Allegedly. But mind you, allegedly we had a cast for season 3 that turned out to be exactly true, minus the substitute of Tinsley for Portia. So I don't tend to believe things like this, but since the season 3 Girls Trip turned out to be pretty much exactly what was rumored, I'm taking this as gospel as well.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm going to try to lean into them and see what's great about this season. And you know, we've already seen tons of rumors. Vicki Gunvalson, again, filming another scene. I mean, I think you're going to see a lot of Vicki back. What that means, I think they have to. I think wow. Season 18, if there's a season 18, Vicki's back full time. I just do.
Wow. I mean, listen. She's another one. The thirst is real. She wants this. You know, guys, lay off Jill Zarin. I mean, someone cut a copy of this and send it to her because Jill gets, I think, is Jill thirsty for this? Sure. But everyone else is too. Vicki is just as thirsty as Jill. So, you know,
argue Bethany. Bethany, who's worth probably $80 million, is, you know, thirsty for it.
She has to be. You are not doing the real. Look, do I think there's a ton of money in podcasting? I mean, I'm sitting here talking to you, aren't I?
Yeah, there is.
According to you. Right. And according to you, a few weeks ago, you said that we're just at the beginning. You made me very excited for my future. We're just at the beginning. So great. Someone come and buy this fucking catalog. Buy it. Buy me. Don't put me on iHeart. I don't want that shit. I need a real deal with millions and millions and millions.
The next 5 years, it's going to be insane. For people who have a following. Yeah.
Get ready. I hope so. But like, look, I mean, Bethany is not doing the Rewives podcast at iHeart for money. It could lead to a lot of money, but not $80 million. So yeah, she is thirsty for this too. You're right. But I don't know. Look, Vicki might be an official friend of by the time we're done with the edits. And I mean, she came in later in the season, but look at Kathy Hilton. Kathy Hilton came in so late and look what she did. So
she was we couldn't wait for her. We anticipated part 3 of our HOBH reunion just for Kathy. And you're right. She was on what, half of the episode? We didn't see her till 5 episodes in or something. It was crazy.
It just goes to show you when she cried and sobbed into her tissue and her life fell apart when her best friend, Tamara Judge, who came after her, was given a contract and she wasn't, and she was happy for Tamara. But were you really, Vicki? Be honest. When the lights went down at night, did you feel any jealousy towards Tamara? Girl, it's just our secret. I think you did. I mean, look at Tamara being back has helped Vicki. It got her. Vicki sucked it off. She took one on the chin, said, I'm going to go work for free. It's okay. Like, you know, I'm not a cast member. Tamara is. It led to, who knows? So guys, take the Lisa Rinna approach, now the Vicki approach. Just say yes to every opportunity in the business. You never know when it's going to lead you.
Absolutely.